You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the first 30 minutes of our program this evening, we're going to have with us a freeze-dried guy. And he's with us on occasion. He does actually help to support Radio Liberty. He sells freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. And basically, they've got a great special he wanted to tell our listeners about. But they're good products, and I think people should seriously consider beginning to set aside a supply of food, because we're moving into very, very treacherous times. And certainly, all we need to do is see what's going on over there in the Middle East. And we're preparing for a war with Syria, whether it's going to be the United States or NATO or Israel. I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know this whole thing is contrived. And of course, after Syria, it'll be Jordan and probably Iran sooner or later. It almost looks like the people in Washington, D.C. are intent upon expanding the war, and we never know what this is going to accomplish here at home. So without further ado, Freeze Dry Guy, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Hi, Dr. Stan. I feel privileged. This is twice in 1 week with you.
Well, Cindy, we ordinarily have you on the afternoon program, but this evening I know you've got this special. Why don't you tell our listeners about that special, because it really is quite unique.
Yes, sir. It is. We call it the Necessities Unit. It's a good place, especially for people who are just starting, but still the items here, everybody should have. It's a case of 6 number 10 cans. It's heavily packed, and it has 3 cans of Mountain House. Excuse me, my voice is not working too good tonight. Of Mountain House egg with butter flavor. Make 38 one-half cup servings. That egg can be used for baking or for scrambling. I've not ever tried a better tasting freeze-dried egg, or better tasting egg, period. It's right up here with fresh. We're putting in a can of the peas, which I know you love the peas, and a can of banana slices. And those are not the old banana chips that you see in the grocery store. It's the dehydrated ones. By the way, with that product, the dehydrated banana chips you see in the store are generally soaked in high fructose corn syrup. Now, this has nothing added to it, nothing at all. And we have 3 cans then of my line of Packaway brand dehydrated milk, served 49 one cup servings. Number 10 can of the dehydrated butter powder, that does 50 one quarter cup servings. Not exactly a serving, that's a lot of butter. And it's a nice product. It's the best one we've ever carried. And I'm prohibited to give the name of the company who's producing it, because there's some concern that might actually compete with their what they call fresh cube butter product. But if you take the 3 best companies you can think of, it'll be one of them. Very nice product. We've got a last thing, I believe, here is our dehydrated cheese powder. And again, that's 24 one quarter cup servings. A lot of cheese.
So basically, there's number 10 can of, 10 can of cheese, of butter, of dried milk, certainly of peas, and then, of course, of sliced bananas, and go ahead.
Oh, and the eggs there.
And the eggs, right. So basically, that's a little unusual. Usually people buy, you know, a case of something, but here you get 66 different items in the case. And, of course, then there's a special with that. And, of course, if you get them, why, of course, I think you get the 20% so-called freeze-dried bucks or whatever you call them with one case and 25% with two and 30% with three, which is really quite an incentive. Anyway, we'll be back here in just a minute to tell you more about this. And I think everybody should seriously consider laying in a supply of food, for we do not know what the future holds.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening for the first 30 minutes is going to be the freeze-dry guy. We're going to do open lines the second half. Oh, but of course, basically, if you'd like to reach him, the number to call is 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. And, of course, if you want to go to their website, it's just freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. And certainly Freeze Dry Guy has been in this pretty close to 40 years, isn't it?
Going on 43.
43 years. And so he's certainly, he got started when he was in special services. He was in the military, and certainly, when did he actually retire? What, Freeze Dry Guy, when did you retire from the military?
Oh, I retired in 2002.
Okay, fine. So it's certainly the first 30 years he was doing this, and he's been at it for 43 years. So he has a pretty good grasp of what's going on. Now, what about the dehydrated products? Why would people want freeze-dry over dehydrated? When would you get dehydrated instead of freeze-dry products?
Okay. When it comes to meat, of course, there's no real viable substitute for freeze-dried meat. The dehydrated meat is typically jerky, and it can be okay, but for typical day-to-day use, the freeze-dried far superior. Typically, in a U.S. manufactured freeze-dried product, of which a lot, by the way, a lot of the freeze-dried coming into America is coming from China. You know, we won't touch it, we won't sell it, I won't eat the stuff. But so it's U.S. manufactured product. And we have entrees, again, fruits and vegetables. And there's one advantage to the freeze-dry. It tends to have a longer shelf life, everything being equal in terms of removed oxygen. Typically, our oxygen is under 1%, way under 1% with both the freeze-dry and the dehydrated. A lot of companies do not adhere to that, anywhere from 5% to as much as 20% of other products, and that's been very common. That's been the levels of oxygen remaining. Oxygen and heat, it kills the product. So we get it way down. Your taste levels, again, will almost always be better with freeze-dried product. We don't carry or manufacture a dehydrated product that really competes with the freeze-dried. We have things that support it, complement it, such as the dairy product. Now, typically, dehydrated dairy products, if they're done right and properly packed, can be very good and very close to quality to the freeze-dried, very close indeed. Things like fruits and vegetables, I don't see the percentage in having them in dehydrate because, again, oftentimes them being very delicate type items, especially the fruit, you can lose really considerable food value. But dairy products, such as powders, such as milk, dehydrated butter and cheese, they rehydrate instantly, and like I say, they're delicious. Our butter knocks your socks off, and our milk, though it's rated as non-fat milk, it's the fattest non-fat milk I've ever used. It's very tasty. So that's my logic on it. There are dehydrated products out there, such as fruits and vegetables and all that. They're okay, you know. They can be. They can be actually pretty decent. But, again, the freeze-dry always trumps it.
I don't think the important thing is about the freeze-dry guy. I mean, they will acknowledge, certainly the people who produce it talk about a 30-year shelf life. I think it's probably a lot longer than that, but basically these things, products have been around for 50 years, but certainly the people who produce them, say, 30 years or so. These are for the freeze-dry, probably dehydrated 10 years. Some of them don't even go that long. You have to know what your product is and what your expectations are. Our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I know I've eaten a dehydrated, freeze-dried peas that were 30 years old, and they were just as good as when we first got them. So I really believe in these products, and I think it's a good idea right at the present time to start thinking about what would happen. What would happen if we were to have an EMP attack on America? Certainly we know that actually Iran has been practicing this. This is an electromagnetic pulse attack, and they've been practicing this over in the Caspian Sea. And certainly it simply involves having an intermediate range missile that'll go up about 200 miles into the space and then setting off a nuclear attack. Device, and if you don't think Iran has nuclear devices already, you really don't know much about what's going on in the world today. I was told this by the chief consultant for the Republican Party back in 1993. And that Iran had a small atom bombs at that time that they'd purchased on the open market. Well, right now we've got a barber calling in from Aptos. And again, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And Freeze Dry Guy is only going to be with us for about 15 minutes more. Barbara, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
No, I just have a comment. We bought some of the dehydrated, I guess it was like the hamburger, dehydrated hamburger meat, and opened it and used some of it. It was delicious. And then kind of put it aside and didn't use it for a while and said, well, maybe we better use this, and cooked it up. It was still delicious. So this will last a long time, and I would really highly recommend that people buy these products and set them aside. They will last for many, many years and probably longer than people, you know, will think they will. If you keep them in the cool, you know, dark place, they will last for a long time. And this is the one of the best things I, at this point, to really stock up on and to keep on hand for an emergency.
In fact, we actually got the ground meat, that's the hamburger, and then we actually got the beef chips, and we got the chicken, as I remember. I don't think we opened those, but I know we have them on hand. Do those move fairly well, freeze-dry guy, the beef chips and the chicken?
Well, they do. Now, the diced beef is a very nice product. I tend to, if I can, guide people into buying the ground beef because you get more of it, and it costs less. So the yield is higher, but like I said, the diced beef is top-notch. Ground beef, you can't tell from what you get at the supermarket at all. And again, these things are all cooked, so all you do is get them with water. The chicken tastes exactly like rotisserie chicken, and I make that comment all the time. People will take me up on the challenge, and they come back and say, my gosh, it's fresh chicken. There's no fillers, there's nothing artificial in it. The label on the can will say, you know, ingredients. Chicken, and then it says salt. And I called a company one time, why are we putting salt in it now? And we're not. USDA requires a listing of naturally occurring salt in the product. But there's nothing put in it as a flavor enhancer. And the chicken is almost sweet tasting. It's wonderful. In fact, I've got a lady who wanted to order a case, send it back east for her daughter. They eat it dry. And it's delicious that way. In fact, we're going to go to a show in Missouri here week after next, and we're going to be taking a whole lot of chicken along to sample the folks. But the only caution is any of these foods you eat dry, you want to consume a lot of water because the meats will rehydrate about 3.5 to 1 in most cases over the dry weight. So if you ate, you know, 3 ounces of chicken, that'd be like about 12 ounces of the fresh product. You have to be careful, but it's wonderful, wonderful item.
Well, Barbara, have anything else you'd like to say?
No, just the items that he's offering, you know, Freeze Dry Guy is offering right now, you know, as a special, I would highly recommend that people, you know, call in and order these items because they will be excellent, they will last for a long time, and we need to be aware of what's going on in the world and to have these things stocked up. And this is what these people do. And it's, you know, they're going to probably save a lot of people's lives if they just do, you know, stock up on their items. And I really appreciate what they're doing.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question for the freeze-dry guy, this is the time to ask it. Now, basically, what items should people be putting in? Should they be putting in fruits? Should they be putting in vegetables? Should they be putting in eggs and protein products and meat? What do you tell people if they ask you, well, we want to lay in a supply, but we don't quite know what to do? What do you tell them?
Well, Dr. Stan, I suggest to them that they eat the same way they did, and hopefully better. Again, a good number of our customers will purchase our food, and they're literally will be eating better with what we have to offer. And some of the things that they're using perhaps might be kind of substandard, a lot of junk foods. We only have one junk food item, and it's our ice cream sandwich. And let me tell you, that is just amazing. So I really shouldn't call it junk food. It's a morale booster. But, you know, if you're big on, you're a big meat eater, then stock a goodly supply of animal protein. If you tend to lean towards fruits and vegetables, more of a vegetarian type, sure, go load up on that. Because, again, you really don't get tired of a product. I have to stand by that. You know, anybody that's gone backpacking or gone on expeditions that use our products, as a rule, use them for long periods of time. I use them in the military, the same, almost exact product, except what we use in the military was even plus up heavier in the protein end of it. But our foods go up to, you know, they go to Mount Everest, they go into the jungles down in Central and South America on expeditions. It's good, hearty food.
Well, does the military actually use Mountain House products?
It was under the name of Oregon Freeze Dry, who's a parent company, but they manufactured the long-range patrol rations. It really is what got me into this business. I was so taken by them. And they're far superior even today to the, like the MREs of today.
Okay, well, once again, the telephone number is 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. And this, you wouldn't want to call this evening, probably tomorrow, but the basically there are four or five people standing by, and certainly Freeze-Dry Guy has a great crew. I've talked to them. They're good people. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you got a question or comment, this is the time to get it answered. Freeze-Dry Guy will only be with us another 10 minutes.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
I guess I need to talk for a minute, don't I?
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically I missed that. I didn't get a chance to. Certainly Warren Freeze-Dry Guy, we were going to a break. Anyway, if you'd like to ask a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But Freeze-Dry Guy's only going to be with us for about 5 minutes more, and then we're going to have to let him go. His voice has given him a bad time. If you want to get hold of his organization, and it's a very efficient organization, I can tell you, because I've actually purchased things there. Why, of course, you call them at 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. And, of course, the website is freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. One word, but I think you'll find it it'll be well worthwhile. At least beginning thinking about making preparations for what lies ahead. Now, basically, Freeze Dry Guy, what message would you like? We've got about 3 minutes more. Sure. What is the message you want to leave with our listeners out across America?
Well, as I've been saying, do it. Just start with a single case, if that's what we have to do. And as I say, we've got so many nice variety cases, not merely the one we're talking about tonight, but all kinds of them. So just make that first purchase, and you'll probably find you'll break the ice and you'll start building quickly. One thing I will leave you with, too, it's kind of a, we put a little tickler out there to everybody last night. We've got freeze-dried pineapple under the Packaway label. Be here next week, ready for distribution. It's a neat product. It's wonderful. It is really delicious, nothing added to it, and most people eat it dry. But put water on it, or cold water, or eat it dry, you'll love it. It's a real delicacy. And we've got very good prices on it. And that's about all I've got for tonight, Dr. Stan.
All right. Well, we'll let you go. Once again, why don't you put the telephone number out? We'll then let you rest that voice of yours.
Okay. Yes. One more time here. It is 866-404-3663. Again, 866-404-3663. And our guys hit the office by, depending on which part of the country, 8 to 9 o'clock in the morning. And they'll return calls if you leave a message, but for sure, they're everybody's on the deck by 9.
Okay, fine. God bless. Talk to you later.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're going to just do open lines. So if you got a question or comment, don't be bashful. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But something big is afoot over in Syria. Now, this is a totally unnecessary war. We're financing it. They're lying to us when they say, this is the Arab Spring. This is a spontaneous movement on the part of the people there. And it just isn't true. Basically, America has overthrown the governments of Egypt, Tunisia, and Libya. We're in the process of certainly overthrowing the government of Syria today. But the American people really don't understand why we're doing this. Why are we overthrowing the governments? Well, it was very simple. The major thrust of American foreign policy is to bring about a world government, and we're simply eliminating any patriotic leaders and the countries there that would look after the affairs of the people rather than than going along with our agenda. In fact, the gentleman who apparently is taking over the leadership of the rebels there in Syria, where do you think he was trained? Why, he was trained right here in the United States. And in fact, the fellow Morrow, who's the new leader, the new dictator in Egypt, where do you think he went to school? Well, he went to school at Southern California, University of Southern California. Isn't it interesting that the dictators we're installing in these countries where we're replacing the governments were trained right here in the United States? I'm sure that's all just a coincidence, though. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, Jordan is not far from being overthrown. There's a lot of unrest there. And you can be sure that our agents are there, certainly agitating. Well, over half the population are Palestinians, so they're not Jordanians, and certainly they don't like the king. The king, of course, has an authoritarian system, as all kings do. But then we have an authoritarian system here in the United States. We have a one-party system with two branches. Oh, we have a system of informants. We rig the elections. Basically, almost every state has electronic voting machines, which can all be rigged. That's why, of course, they had that all that talk about hanging chads back there in the year 2000, in the election in 2000, so they could bring in the electronic voting machines. There were literally tens of thousands of complaints in the November election of last year. And not a word, no investigation of them. And I don't know whether Barack Obama won the election or not. We're told he did. But when you're dealing with illegal voting, what we need, of course, is paper ballots. What we need are them counted locally. But they don't want that. They want a good perception. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And it's going to be open lines for the next half hour, so if you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now, of course, I'm going to be starting a new book. I'm going to write a book on population control. And basically, the whole story is really so incredible. And I thought I'd go back and let me reread something I wrote probably close to 15 years ago about the population control agenda. You can find this up on the internet. But I think that it is so difficult for people to see what's really going on in the world today. In fact, somebody called me, who's really on the front lines of the battle for abortion, and certainly very concerned about all the unborn children who certainly are being slaughtered in America and throughout the world today. And when I mentioned I was certainly going to be writing a book on population she controls, you want to know a little bit about it. But as I began to tell her about the population control agenda, the real population control agenda, that they're putting things in our food to kill us, that they are certainly using all sorts of things that basically medicines that will kill us, that they're encouraging people to use cell phones, know full and well, that they, for instance, if a man carries a cell phone on his belt, his sperm count goes down about 50%, that cell phones are known to produce cancer of the brain and facilitate and increase the incidence of cancer. They know all of these things, and there are literally dozens of things that they're doing today to bring about early death. This is why, of course, America's level, certainly our health care, our standard of death is certainly, we're not at the top of for longevity here. We're down 15th or 16th throughout the world. That is because there is an active population control agenda program in the United States designed to destroy the health and actually to kill people, to foment and actually encourage the incidence of cancer. Oh, certainly we're besieged with all sorts of toxic metals, whether it be the aluminum that they're spraying, so the aluminum that gets us onto our food, whether it be the mercury that they put into the our dental fillings, whether it be the mercury they put into the vaccines, and then they tell us we have to take those vaccines. Certainly, whether it be the mercury that they put in the light bulbs, and now all of our light bulbs, fluorescent light bulbs, of course, all contain mercury in them, and the worst thing that you could do is to have one of those things break because it would contaminate your whole house. But they're not telling you this sort of thing. And basically, then, of course, we have the fluoride in the drinking water. And we have the lead that's certainly in the various products that we are actually eating. And you don't know about that. And yet, all of these are toxic. All of these influence increase the incidence of cancer. They actually decrease fertility. They know exactly what they're doing. The average American doesn't. And so maybe I thought I'd until somebody calls in, and remember it's open line, so would love to hear from you. I thought maybe I'd start out just as I had looked at my population control agenda. I hadn't read it for many years. And as I wrote this, I started off with this phrase. One of the most difficult concepts for Americans to accept is that there are human beings who are dedicated to coercive population control. And Americans and people who are dedicated to genocide. Many readers will acknowledge that our government is helping to finance the Red Chinese program of forced abortion and forced sterilization and infanticide and control of the number of living births. And most readers will accept the fact that our nation is helping to finance the United Nations, their worldwide founding family program, which is a form of population. But most rational men and women find it impossible to believe that such programs are really part of a master plan to kill off a large segment of the population of the world. Well, it's open lines, and we do have a caller. If you're out there and you have something you'd like to talk about, don't be bashful. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But if I could suggest, go up, if you have access to a computer, go onto your computer and simply Google in Population Control Agenda Stanley Monteith. Population Control Agenda Stanley Monteith, and you can actually pull down the entire text. It's about 12 pages, a small print, but it's well worthwhile reading. And I hope that after you've read it, you begin to understand the degree of evil that we face today. Well, let's go to Michael, who's calling us from Flint, Michigan. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. Hi, Michael. How are we doing?
All good, Doc. What is Monteith? Is that what nationality
it's
is
a,
that?
It's a Scots name. Basically, if you go to Scotland, there's just outside of Stirling, there's a Lake Menteith. And that's, of course, where our family came from.
Oh, I was just curious. But, Dr. Stan, they're talking about that sequester thing that they had on MPR here, Michigan Public Radio, that on the 8th of April that it's supposed to kick in, that there's a bunch of funding that's not going to come to the state, and so they're going to have to start cutting a bunch of state employees and stuff. Do you hear anything about that?
Well, I don't know specifically about Michigan, but I will tell you that the sequester basically is that they are going to actually begin cutting government spending, or at least cutting the increase in government spending. And basically we have to, because we can't afford what we're doing today. We're increasing the national debt $1 trillion a year. You can't do that. In fact, over the last 10 years, we've actually increased the federal debt $10 trillion. And basically, the whole thing's going to collapse. This is why if they have to do what they're doing, they're going to have to stop giving money to the state. They're going to have to start doing away with government employees. They're going to have to stop wasting so much money on all sorts of government programs. And if they do not, this country will be destroyed. Now, they're doing this intentionally, I believe. They want to create a crisis. They want to plunge us into a recession. And, of course, people will be out of work. They'll be hungry. They'll be desperate. There'll be increasing violence. And as a result, they'll be able to say, look, we're going to have a dictatorship to preserve our freedom. And there are a lot of people who say, oh, my goodness, do whatever you have to. We trust you. And basically, this is why they're doing this whole thing. But you're absolutely right. They're going to start cutting back. But remember, they're not cutting back on the amount of money they're spending. They're simply cutting back on the amount of increased spending that would ordinarily come. And so they're lying to us about just about everything. And they're going to do everything they can to make it difficult and to punish the people who say, look, we've got to cut government spending. So they're going to make it miserable for everybody. They've cut out the tours there on the White House. What could they do? Well, they should just charge people to take a tour of the White House so they would be self-funding. That is what we should do with our national parks. They should charge the people who use the parks so that the federal government doesn't have to fund it. And if they did the intelligent things, we would not have the problem. We need to cut dramatically back on our military. Our military is spending almost $1 trillion a year now. They'll admit to about $700 billion, but it's really $1 trillion because the money comes in from all sorts of other sources. But we have to cut back. The military is not defending America. It's being used to bring about a world government. What are we doing committing our troops in Iraq and in Afghanistan? Why have we been in Afghanistan for, 12 years or more? I mean, it's all simply contrived. Anything else you want to say, Michael, before we let you go?
Yeah, you were talking about they're putting poison in the food, and we got these genetically modified seeds and stuff. And, you know, they are doing all different kinds of stuff. But, you know, when I read that Brotherhood of Darkness book that you got, you speak a lot about that kind of stuff in there, and it goes way back. This stuff has been going on a long time, Dr. Stan. And it seems like from what that book is, which I really recommend anybody that doesn't get it, because there's a lot of people, they got no idea, you know, it's a real interesting book, this has been going on for a long time. So, but the thing what I see is from the book, it's actually gotten worse than what you got in your book there. I mean, it's a real in-depth, real good book, but things are even worse than that book, so you can maybe consider adding or rewriting that book again after you
right now I want to get the book out on population control, because I wrote a treatise probably 12, 15 years ago called The Population Control Agenda, which you can pull that down off the internet for nothing or get a copy from us. But basically, once I get that done, I'll think about rewriting Brotherhood of Darkness if I'm still capable of doing it. But right now, I think people have to understand the degree of evil we're up against. And if you don't understand that this goes far beyond abortion and euthanasia, they're putting aspartame in our food. Aspartame was developed as a biological warfare agent, and they found it was sweet. It's put in over 10,000 1,000 products distributed in America, mainly aimed at our children, which is one reason why so many of our children are having problems, and basically knocks down their intelligence and destroys their health and predisposes them to all sorts of disease. Why do you think so many children are developing diseases and allergies and cancers today? They know what they're doing. But it's so difficult for rational people to believe that anything could be this evil. Hey, we're out of time. I'm going to have a couple of other callers. Michael, well, thanks so much for calling. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
I don't know. I'm just thinking, Doc, I'm going to go do some fishing before this all blows up, I think.
Okay, you have good fishing, and I hope you catch lots of big ones.
Okay.
God bless, and let's go to Judy, who's calling us from Tri-Cities. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Judy, how are you tonight?
I'm just great. I had a question about the new scanners at the airport.
Okay.
I told them I didn't want to go through the scanner, the x-ray scanner, and they said, oh, we have a new scanner now with radio waves, and this one isn't dangerous. Do you know anything about those?
No, I really don't. And I always tell them I don't want to go through the scanner, and they don't put me through it. So I don't know anything at all about the radio scanner. Maybe somebody else out in the listening audience would know something about it. But basically, the radiation, they came up with this, these scanners, and they had tremendous amounts of radiation. They were actually damaging the personnel that were working there for the TSA, working there in the airports. And so I think they've done away with a lot of those. And I know that certainly an awful lot of people are concerned. And if they're not, they should be concerned, because you would never want to expose yourself to that degree of radiation. And there were some of these machines that they had. It was almost as if they could take your clothes off and they could see you standing there stark naked, certainly because they were able to dissolve your clothes simply with the pictures. So whether they're still using those, I don't know. But the whole situation in the airports is totally fraudulent. There is no threat of terrorism in America. Yes, there are terrorist training camps, but those people right now are under tight control. Those people that certainly are being trained, and they're being sent over to Afghanistan and Iraq to create problems over there. And if you haven't read Paul Williams' wonderful book, Crescent Moon Rising, about these camps in America, you need to get it. This information is being totally blacked out in America. But as far as certainly people getting on the planes and trying to blow them up, all of these people have been, there's one fellow, the shoe bomber. I mean, he actually was put in touch with government agents who taught him how to make a shoe bomb, and they put the C4 explosive into his shoes, and then gave him certainly the wicks to light, knowing full well that the bombs wouldn't go off because you need explosive caps to set off C4 explosives. That was the same thing with the underwear bomber. And both of those people will spend probably the rest of their lives in prison because they contacted government agents who wanted to create this fear. Terrible things are going to happen on our airplanes. That's why we have to have these people in the airport. And, if you ask them, how many terrorists have you found, they won't tell you. And the reason is because they haven't found any terrorists. They've wasted billions and billions and billions of dollars on the airport security. And it's all fraudulent. It's all playing games with our minds, Judy. It's playing games with our minds. Until the American people understand that the war on terrorism is as phony as a $3 bill, why, of course, we're never going to be able to take our country back.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Judy?
I was just wondering, if you don't go through the x-ray machine, do you have to do the pat-down then?
Yes, basically. Well, basically, when I travel, I have a little weakness in my leg, so I usually am in a wheelchair. And what they do is they wheel me in there, and then they say, oh, well, and they look at me and they say, that guy doesn't look like a terrorist. So they take a little piece of a cloth and they wipe my hands and they run that through a machine and they don't find any evidence of explosive and they say, oh, that's fine, thank you very much. So basically I don't have any problem at all going through there. But I think that certainly if you just say, I don't want to be radiated, they'll pat you down, but certainly far rather do that than actually have to, be radiated, because I don't trust those machines. Anything else? Okay. Anything else, Judy?
No, that's it. No, that's it. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine. Well, thanks. Thanks for calling. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, everything is perception. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And you have to understand that they put these people at the airport to give us the idea, to create in our minds the illusion that there's a real danger of terrorism. Now, let me ask you, ladies and gentlemen, if there are all these people out across America who want to destroy America, they're these terrorists, and they're certainly all over there in the Middle East and the Near East, and they hate America. I'm not saying there aren't people over there, but they don't have the ability to get to this country. But if they really wanted to and they were real terrorists, anybody who could come across the border, the southern border, with a knapsack full of explosives and go into certainly a mall or a football game or a basketball game and set it off and kill thousands of Americans, how many times has that happened? Going back to September 11th, 2001, how many times has it happened? Oh, they've certainly arrested about 50 people and tried them, because they were part of a terrorist scheme, and all but two of them have actually been incited by the FBI. The FBI has found some poor, stupid, and I hate to say this, but Muslim, and they did everything they could to increase their hatred of America, telling them how terrible America was, and then they laying out a plan, and these people agreed to go along with it. Sometimes they were given sums of money to do it. They were given explosives that didn't go off, and they were all contrived. Ladies and gentlemen, if there is really a terrorist threat, why are they contriving all of these phony terrorist attacks? They're playing games with their mind. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Right, Pop? Right, son. Makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom. From the mountains.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And basically, of course, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you can subscribe to our newsletter, you can get our products, you can, well, whatever you'd like to do, we'd appreciate your help and support so we can maintain our a network of 50 outlets every week, and most of them are radio stations, where our programs are heard and heard on a regular basis, and we know that people are out there listening and getting educated and then telling others. And so over the years, we've built up a fairly good listening audience across America, people who want to understand what's going on. And so they said the many of our stations this time of evening are heard on the East Coast, and the next program back there will be beginning at midnight, and people will be listening from midnight till 1 o'clock, and we have people all over in Michigan and certainly in Ohio and certainly in Kentucky and in New York who are listening to the programs this time of night because they're looking for answers. And if you'd like to be part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8900. 1-800-544-8927. And remember, we do have a number of other products we carry. We do this just to sort of help what we're doing into the whole products that I believe in. One of them, of course, is we carry the Miracle 2 soap products. We think that they're very good. My wife uses them. I wouldn't be without the gel. We've used this and we use that certainly on whether it's burns or cuts or whatever it would be. I put this on my hair for many years, and basically the various Miracle 2 products. And then of course we carry the Berkey water filters, the Berkey shower filters, all of these things you can get from Radio Liberty, and certainly the shower filter will take out most of the chemicals. They won't take out the fluoride, but they'll take out the chlorine and the other things in the water. And then we have a line of spices. And why do we have spices? Well, because they really dress up the food. We've used them for 20 years, and if you'd like to get more information, just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then we, of course, carry a lot of health products. We carry certainly magnesium and selenium, and you should be taking those supplements. Vitamin D3, certainly I'm taking, during the winter time, taking probably about at least 20,000 units of vitamin D3 during the winter. I don't take probably that much during the summer, but I do during the winter. So because I can't afford to get sick, I've got to be behind the microphone, and in the over 20 years I've been doing this, I've never lost a day because of a cold. And basically with between vitamin D3 and allobiotic, not antibiotic, but allobiotic, a combination of oil of oregano and oil of elderberry and garlic, and of course a couple of those a couple of times a day, coming down with the flu or the cold. Why, of course, at least as far as I'm concerned, why I've been able to keep right on going. So if you'd like a list of the health products we carry that we believe in, and most of them we take ourselves, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Now, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, because it will explain to you what's really going on in the world today and who is really behind what's going on. And hopefully, of course, it will change the course of your life. I've had many people who've read the book who've told me this has changed their perspective. And I know that a number of the key people who are leading the conservative movement in America today have read the book, and this has influenced their ministries. In fact, as I examine what they're doing, I realize, of course, they've picked up on the idea and they're putting this out. And basically, it's not my idea. This is simply the truth about what's going on. It's what I've learned through the years, and certainly once you understand how it fits together, it's so logical. You wonder why everybody doesn't know. But there's an organized effort. They've infiltrated our churches and our schools and our universities. And that's why most people don't really understand the events that are transpiring today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. For a prophet. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cedarstrom from Discount Gold and Silver, and we're going to be talking about what's going on financially in the world today. And these are exciting times when we see what's going on over there in Cyprus. As you know, of course, they closed the banks down to prevent a run on the banks because the banks were insolvent. They were going to actually, the only way they could get a loan from the European Central Bank and certainly from the International Monetary Fund was to agree to actually seize part of the bank accounts there that they were holding, and people had more than 100,000 euros in those accounts. They were going to initially take 16% of that, and then they decided they'd only take 9.9%, and if you had a 20-day, they're not going to open until next Tuesday. And in the meantime, where are they going to get the money to keep those banks on Cyprus from going down, or will those banks go bankrupt and the whole financial system in Cyprus begin to deteriorate? And then what impact will that have on the rest of Europe? Melody, what are your thoughts?
Well, we certainly do live in exciting and also very dangerous times. And what's happening over in Cyprus is a scenario that can be related, and people are expecting to experience all around the world. You can see it trickling down into the other Eurozone countries, and of course here in the U.S. as all of our governments, all of our banking problems are pretty much the same. You had Cyprus. I mean, this is a massive offshore banking zone. You have a lot of foreign money into that country, and they are certainly taking to the line where they have to come up with a different decision by Monday, because the European Central Bank has said that it would stop providing any type of emergency liquidity to Cypriot banks on come this Monday. So they do have to agree to some sort of a bailout deal with the EU and the IMF, and of course that does mean putting some sort of a tax on those accounts. I have read that they were looking to, you know, increase the amount to kind of protect those accounts that are under 100,000 or at 100,000 and less, and perhaps do something with the higher bank accounts. But they have to come up with some sort of a program that is accessible to everyone. And of course, everyone believes that they will turn to Russia to see if there is anything that they can help them out with their problem. I believe Russia has about half of the accounts of these banks is Russian money from citizens, because, again, there's massive offshore banking facility for taxes, because of taxes in Cyprus.
And so basically the whole thing is up in the air, but basically there's not going to be a good solution. The problem is we have massive debts. I mean, the banks lend out money that they don't have. And then, of course, if you have a few loans go bad, why, of course, then they wipe out the entire equity of the banks, and that's what they're really doing. Here is something in England, why the banks are lending out 26 to 1. In other words, they're lending out 26 times the amount of money that they have. And a lot of our banks here in the United States are doing that. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, this whole house of cards could come tumbling down at any time. It's not a matter of if, in my opinion. It's a matter of when. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Melody, you go right ahead.
It is real interesting to see this all unfold, and you see the twists and turns politically, and you know how those involved in the power. And really, when you're looking, we were discussing today how it really is a power move, because you look at the money that is in these accounts, and we're not talking about the everyday Joe who has bank accounts in there. Of course, he'll be affected somehow. But it really is a play between the ultra-wealthy and the wealthy, and they're fighting for the money. And usually when you have these types of problems, when you go into our the banking systems and you have this type of corruption, they're going to start turning on one another, and it's not going to run as smooth, and you're certainly going to see you're going to see a lot of twists and turns. It's like reading a novel book, and unfortunately, I do believe it will filter down into the U.S. I mean, the banks aren't going to be open until Tuesday. That's 10 days that they have, and I would think that the people, the longer this goes on, they certainly would become a little more concerned, and that when those doors do open on Tuesday, that they're going to have the bank run that they're trying to prevent, although I've seen where they would put in some sort of banking controls where folks could only pull out so much. So they're going to still restrict the amount of funds that people can pull out when they do open on Tuesday to prevent some sort of a run on the bank. So it doesn't look good for Cyprus, and it's interesting to me because, you know, you have the European Central Bank, who's it's sort of a small amount of money considering the billions and trillions of dollars that is being funneled into, you know, the banking system here in the States and over in Europe. And, you know, you're looking at Cyprus has to put up about $7.5 billion. And, you know, the EU is looking to give them $13 billion. So when you compare things with Greece and Italy and Spain and so forth, it's not so much. But it will be interesting to see how the Russians become involved. You'll have a non-Eurozone member coming in to the rescue. So it's going to be real interesting. You're going to see changes and governments going into various places, and it seems like a small thing, but yet it is very big.
Well, I think that everybody is certainly who has money in any of the southern European banks, certainly in Greece and certainly in Italy and Spain and Portugal, I think they're all frightened to death. And hold that, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But basically, the whole world banking system is hanging by a thread. What you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, is we have massive debts. Basically, we had a stable monetary system in America for 150 years, and certainly everything worked and worked fine. We were able to certainly expand that money supply through the banks, but the banks had to certainly act responsibly, or they simply went down and they put the banking executives into prison for making loans that they never should have made. Well, of course, things worked pretty well until 1913. We got the Fed in, but we still had a gold-backed currency. Yes, they doubled the price of gold in 1935 so we could have a artificial prosperity. Simply by doubling the price of gold, you could double the amount of money in circulation. But things really weren't too bad until about 1971, when Richard Nixon on the 15th of August took us off the gold standard. And from there on, well, initially they didn't increase the money supply too much. It was up, I can remember, when we had about $300 billion in money. That was all we had. Well, I can tell you that certainly they have tripled the amount of money, the false money with nothing behind it, over the last 6 or 8 years. We have about the foundation, the so-called M1 money supply, is about $2.4 trillion. But the M2 money, which is all based upon all the artificial money they've created in the banking, is simply about $9 trillion. But the overall debt here in the United States is $57 trillion. So basically, if you took all the money that exists in all of the banks in America and you multiplied it by 6, you still wouldn't be able to pay off the debts here in the United States. We have a mountain of debt, and there's no way they're ever going to be paid off. It's not a matter of if it's going to collapse. It's a matter of when it's going to collapse. And with that, of course, we'll go the life savings and the pensions and the insurance policies and the bonds of the vast majority of the people in the United States, because when a monetary system collapses, everything denominated in that increment of currency, and that would be here in America, the dollar. It's all destroyed. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's really not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Go right ahead, Melody.
I think a lot of people, I mean, I believe I came across an article, mostly in Italian, so I couldn't read a whole lot of it, but they went through this problem back in the early 90s. It happens time and time again. Governments and the large banks, it always falls onto the shoulders of the people. They're the ones who lose. And because they're the ones that can't turn around and make it back up. A lot of people think that, well, geez, it can't happen here in the U.S. Why can't it happen here in the U.S.? It's going to happen here in the U.S., and there isn't anybody that's going to protect people's money other than themselves. They do have to act, and it is very important. And I guess if a person doesn't care, well, that's one thing. But if people care about everything that they work so hard for, not the corporations that they work for. They're not going to protect their pensions. They're not going to save your money because it's in there. If you have it in your local bank, don't think that it's being protected, that it can't happen to your little local bank in a small town, in a small city in America. It will happen. It will affect each and every one of us somehow, some way. So the only way that we can protect against them, we right now we can't fight them, so we have to do what we need to do in order to protect ourselves. No one's going to do it for you. People have to do it on their own. And that comes down to their food, to their water, to everything that you really need. And I just don't think people get it. We've had hardly anyone in this country has not had a bad day for a very long time. And to where it affects everyone across the border. And, they're going to have to get, it just surprises me. Sure, the markets, I can't believe the markets are not even reacting. Sure, they're down 1%, big deal. You would think that the European markets would be down significantly greater than what they are right now. They're all being propped up. There's no reaction to anything that's going on. And I'll tell you what, when those actions and reactions begin to take hold, they're not going to be able to stop it.
I agree with you. I think that people have to understand that everything is manipulated. Basically, you do not have free markets. You do not have a free stock market. They have something called the Plunge Protection Team. It was established under the Ronald Reagan just to keep the administration, to keep things from getting out of hand. But, of course, it was only occasionally to be called in. It looked like there was going to be a run on the market. But that is no longer the case. They regulate this on a regular basis, and you can watch it. You can see the hand of the Plunge Protection Team that has manipulated the stock market, and it's all as phony as a $3 bill. And you can look it up on the Internet, the Plunge Protection Team. It's real. It's not imaginary. They manipulate the price of commodities. They manipulate the price of oil and of orange juice. They manipulate the price of gold and silver and platinum. They manipulate all of our markets. We do not have free markets as we're supposed to. This is all illegal. If a company, corporation were to do this, why, they'd go to prison. But of course, our major banks work in concert with the government. We have six major banks, ladies and gentlemen: JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. Those six banks control almost 70% of all the financial assets in the United States. They control almost 70% of all of the financial assets of the United States, but don't take my word for it. I said, hey, check this out on the Internet. Go to Google and simply put that in. You'll find out. I think the figure is 69%. And all the other thousands of banks, or well over 5,000 other banks, they control all the rest, the other 30, 31% of the financial assets. And those six banks certainly work in concert. They manipulate. JP Morgan Chase will buy massive numbers of silver contracts or gold contracts and manipulate the market. It's illegal, but then who is going to prosecute them? Certainly not. Their agents who work in the Attorney General's office and their agents who work within the court system, these people are above the law, because they control the government. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question. But remember, of course, there's the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Trilateral Commission, of course, which all of those banks are tied into the Trilateral Commission and the Brotherhood of Darkness. Once you understand that, it all begins to make sense. But the difficulty is it's only not a matter of if, but when this whole system comes down, so people have to start making their preparations now. The vast majority of the American people certainly have no idea what's happening, and I really fear what's going to happen. Most of them, basically, there was an article just today, and it was commenting about people preparing for retirement, and people getting ready for retirement, I think over 65 years of age, and they polled them, and they found that 57% of the people getting ready for retirement, only 57% could come up with $25,000 over and above the value of their home. Now, basically, $25,000 wouldn't keep you going maybe for a year or 2 years at the most. And yet, of course, there were 57% who did not have the ability to come up with more than $25,000, and an awful lot of people don't have anything set aside. 25% don't have anything set aside for the retirement. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, when the inflation comes, the Social Security will not simply maintain them. And right now, of course, the federal government is having to borrow money every month so that they can pay their Social Security. Why do you think the Federal Reserve is putting $45 billion a month buying treasury bonds for $45 billion every single month? The reason they're doing that, and I suspect they're probably doing a lot more, they're giving money to other central banks and other banks in other countries so that people will not understand, over 70% of all the treasury bills the United States is selling are bought directly by the Federal Reserve System. Why? Because, of course, if the Federal Reserve didn't buy them, they couldn't send out their Social Security checks. They couldn't send out their Medicare checks. The whole system would come down. It's all artificial. Don't you agree, Melody?
Absolutely it is. And that's why when they talk about pulling back a quantitative easing, when employment has reached 6.5%, is almost laughable, too, because they can't. They can't pull it out of the system. Once they put those funds in there, because really even the money that they're putting into the system anymore it's barely keeping it going. It really hasn't created how many more jobs. It hasn't done anything to jumpstart this economy. They'll tell you that, but the reality of it all is it hasn't. So they can't pull this money out. And they're just going to keep doing what they need to do until we're in a situation like Cyprus. And it will, and this, I don't mean to go back to Cyprus, but this is also a wake-up call. There have been so many people, I have received so many calls in the past year, really started about a year, maybe a year and a half ago, where people thought it was, they were interested in offshoring their money, offshoring their gold, because they thought their money and their gold would be safer offshore. Cyprus is the perfect example that it is not. And the safest place that you can have your gold is you take physical delivery of it. And if you have an extreme amount of gold, there's things that you can do to sort of divide it up so it's not all located in one spot. And, I'm talking about people who have large sums of gold in their possession. So there are things that you can do. If there's a loss, you can water down your losses, for whatever loss that could occur. But again, this is a wake-up call. Your money and your gold is not safer offshore.
I agree with you, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got Joe calling from New Jersey. But if you'd like to call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a financial advisor, neither is Melody. We're simply observers who are trying to warn people. Prepare, because difficult times are happening. The same thing that's happening in Cyprus will happen here. Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan. How are you, sir?
Doing just fine. Do you have a question or comment for Melody?
I have a question for both you people. It concerns, I don't know if you are capable of answering this. However, let me run it by you anyway. Because it has to do with a banking transaction. Well, not a transaction, but I just finished. Is that what you do?
Yeah, but Melody, what are your thoughts on that? But that's what I would certainly do. Wouldn't you do the same thing, Melody?
I would certainly start there.
Okay, fine. Anything else, Joe?
I did have something else, but it slipped my mind. But thank you so much. I'll let you know what's going on with that if that's in there. If in fact that is the procedure.
Okay, fine. Well, if you learn something else, why give us a call? We want our listeners out across America to know. Okay.
Thank you very much.
God
Dr.
bless.
Melody.
Bye bye. Okay, Melody. Well, what are your thoughts, Suthi? I agree with you totally. I think people should be preparing now for the difficult times. And I think that certainly the idea that you're going to be able to invest in the stock market, I mean, if you're a professional, you might be able to survive. But I'd say that the vast majority of people who are investing in the stock market today are going to get burnt and burnt very badly. Then there are a lot of people who are saying, well, I'm going to get out of the stock market or getting into something safe like bonds. But I think the bond market has run its course. I think that interest rates are going up very soon. And with that will come the collapse of bonds. What do you think, Melody?
Well, I agree. I think it's been a very strange week. It's almost like everybody has inhaled and they're just waiting. They're just holding it to see what's going to happen. It's like markets aren't trading. You would think that you would see some flee, usually when you have this type of a situation. And yes, I know the dollar is losing value, and I wouldn't want to own any dollars, but people do go to the U.S. dollar. It's still the world reserve currency, and if there's trouble, they'll usually flee to that, at least temporarily, or into bonds. And you can usually see some sort of movement in these markets, and it's like, and even gold. I would expect to have seen gold skyrocket. Yes, people in Cyprus don't have their money. They can't buy gold, but I mean other European nations, but they've been buying gold in the past, hand over fist. But I would have expected to see gold prices a little higher. So a lot of these, I think the markets are just, they're all...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Melody. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Suddenly, our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And well, during the break, of course, we had Joe calling us from New Jersey, who just paid off his home loan, and of course, he wanted to get the bank to give him the deed. And the bank said, well, they wouldn't give him the deed. They'd simply say, file a loan release back with the county clerk in his region and to say that the loan had been paid off and the lien had been paid off. And he wanted to know what to do. And I simply suggested he go down to the county clerk's office and ask for a deed, and they should issue a deed for him once they receive that lien release document from the bank. So it'll be interesting. Joe promised he'd give us a call after he'd done that and let us know if that's the procedure. But that is the procedure that I've used in the past. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question for Melody? Something, but we're living in very unusual times. The people over in Cyprus, why, there's only one ATM machine operating on the whole island, and it's pretty well run out of money. They're not letting you take very much money out, just enough so you can buy your groceries. Certainly, people are not allowed to take money out of the bank. People are not allowed to take money out of Cyprus. Basically, the whole country is pretty well shut down financially until next Tuesday when the banks are going to open. The Russians had invested something like $20 to $30 billion there, and there was about $70 billion that were invested in the banks, and it had all been lent out. The banks didn't have any money. They were insolvent, then made bad loans, and then basically they couldn't get their money back. They weren't able to... to actually operate, and so basically this is the situation they're facing. Either the banks can borrow money or they're going to go down, and if that should happen, it could begin a cascade effect that would spread not only across Cyprus, it would spread into Europe today. And let me tell you that the people in Greece and Portugal and Spain and Italy and even in France are very concerned because their banks are not that much better off than the banks in Cyprus. They've made excessive loans. They do not have a great deal of money, and basically the economy is collapsing. You have unemployment levels of 25 to 27% in those countries. For the average adult, you have certainly 50 to 55% unemployment for the youth. People are leaving those countries. But this is simply all based upon the fact that they're spending more than they're taking in. Why don't we have the problem here in America that they have? We're spending $1 trillion more every year than we're taking in. $1 trillion, ladies and gentlemen. It took almost 150 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt, and that was in 1980. By year 2008, we had $2.7 trillion in debt. When George Bush became president, we had a debt of about $5 trillion. When he left, we had a debt of $10 trillion. That was after 8 years. 8 years, he increased the debt about $5 trillion. Barack Obama's far better than George Bush. He was able to increase the debt over $5 trillion in 4 years, and it's going up, shooting up to the roof. Basically, it's up to $16.74 trillion as we speak tonight. $16.74 trillion as we speak. Well, Melody, you go right ahead. Once again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, but go right ahead, Melody.
Well, I think with the numbers that you just mentioned, it's just hard to believe that anyone could think that it would go on forever. There is a day of reckoning coming, and it will happen on a weekend, just like we see in Cyprus, and, you know, people's money, they won't be able to get to it. And, you know, we kind of went through this thing back in 2008, and, you know, with some of the banks in California, and I believe, what was it? I can't remember the names of the banks at the moment, but, you know, people stood in line. But, you know, most of them got their money, and, you know, they were able to walk away. We've seen all of these programs, people lose their money, and it's just amazing that people don't get concerned. They just feel that it can't happen to them. And we always know that it can, and it will happen, but it'll come on a Saturday, on a weekend, on a long weekend, where Monday comes and people can't do anything with their funds. Things are frozen. People will be frozen. They won't know what to do, and the government will take what they need.
And people have forgotten that we used to have about 8,300 banks in America. Today we have about 5,700 banks. We've lost several thousand banks. I'm not telling you about this. The banks went down. Of course, the FDIC, of course, came in and rescued the banks. But the FDIC has only $25 billion today. That's all they have. $25 billion, and they're backing over $9 trillion in bank deposits with $25 billion. We have about $9 trillion in our bank deposits, and all of that is in jeopardy today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, the land that I love.
I'll be late.
No.
White with gold. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Melody Cederstrom. We have Joe back on the line. We'll be talking to Joe in just a moment. But before we do, Melody, I want you to get your telephone number out. I want you to get your website out and tell people what will happen if they get in touch with you.
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can visit our website at dgscoins.com. That's DGS for Discount Gold Silver Coins, coins.com. And they can sign up for our weekly newsletter that comes out on Mondays. And we also have a radio program 5 days a week. They can listen to it live, 4 o'clock Eastern Time, or they can listen to the archives that we post on a daily basis. And when they call us, we try to help folks in picking the items that are suitable for them, depending on what they're looking to put into the market, depending on what they already own. We don't push one type of a coin. We don't have an agenda on the types of coins that we recommend to our clients. I believe each coin has a purpose and a place in a portfolio, and it's our job to explain that. And there's a lot of misinformation when it comes to various type of coins and what they do, and we try to educate. So when people receive their coins, they'll know exactly what to expect from them in the future.
Okay, fine. And so once again, the telephone number to call?
1-800-375-4188, 800-375-4188.
And the website?
DGScoins.com.
DGScoins.com. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Joe calling from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. Do you remember what the question was?
Yeah, I figured it out. Here's the thing, Dr. Stan. What I've been hearing on your program, as well as Alex Jones and Joyce Riley, so on and so forth, is that these banks are tapping into people's private accounts and hitting them up for, 10%, 5%, whatever they're hitting them up for out of their accounts, taking their money and or charging a percentage of tax on their money. And you know what? I come up with this idea. If they should ever try to do that to myself and my wife, because we got a little savings in our IRA, and they should happen to do that, well, I got something like $7,000 outstanding owing to them. So if they should hit my account for $1,000, I'll turn around and tell them, look, I owe you $7,000. Well, you're not going to get $7,000. You're only going to get $6,000 now. And that's what the people should do.
I don't believe, of course, that I have not heard of the banks actually going in and taking money out of people's accounts in the United States. That's what they were talking about doing, certainly over in Cyprus, but I hadn't heard of that happening here in the United States. Are you sure that Alex Jones and Joyce said they were actually doing that here in America?
No, I'm not saying that that's what's going on. I'm not saying that they said that's what's going on. But if that should ever come to that, I got my remedy with them. Because if they should ever try that on me, I would do that to them.
All right, fine, Joe. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, that did happen to me one time when I was I had an outstanding balance with a credit card company.
Oh, yeah.
And I was being charged for insurance. And I called them up and I said, what? And I 6 months went by. I wasn't checking my account because I was doing good and I was just paying it. And then all of a sudden things turned a little round for me where I wasn't doing so good. I started checking my statements and I noticed I had about $600 in insurance charges. And I called them up. I says, why am I being charged $50 every month for insurance? She says, well, that's for your protection. I said, like heck it is. That's for your protection case I default. I says, look, you take this. I think it amounts to like $600. I says, you take this $600 off, and then we'll do business again, because I owe them $3,000. She says, well, you want to call up the insurance company. I said, heck I will, because I never ordered this. So listen to this. So they never took the $600 off. I called them up, and I said, look, you know what? I owe you $3,000. Until you take the $600 off, I'm not paying you a cent.
Well, good
with for that,
you. I bet they backed down.
No, they didn't, Dr. Stan. What they did was they turned it over to a collection agency. I got haunted for about a year, and each time they called, I said, you take that $600 off, and you'll get your $3,000. They never did. I never paid them the $3,000. So that was the end of that.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much, Joe. God bless. And,
okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I don't think you'd want to be suddenly trying to take advantage of Joe. I think it'd stand up to you. And I think people are going to have to learn to stand up to the banks and the various companies out there. I think we're heading into very, very difficult and dangerous financial times. Basically, everything we have today is built upon debt. And as I quoted you earlier, the foundation of the American monetary supply today is the M1. And the M1 is about $2.3 or $2.4 trillion. M2, which is all the money that has been created artificially by the banking system, is about $9 trillion. And the debt in the United States, the total debt, is about $57 trillion. And so if you could take all the money in the bank, every bank account in America, every dollar that exists in America today, and multiply it by 6, you still couldn't pay off the debt. We have this massive amount of debt over in England. Over in Europe, many of these banks are lent out 25 or 26 to 1. In other words, they've lent out 25 or 26 times as much money as they actually have. You can't have a system built upon debt. Eventually, the whole house of cards will come down. It always has throughout history, and it's going to again. And I believe they know exactly what's going to happen. I believe they want a condition of chaos and crisis so they can justify increasing their control over the people. The tragedy, in my concern, is a lot of people without knowing history will think, well, gee, we've got to turn to the government. They've got to solve our problem. Without understanding, our government has been taken over by a sinister group that has created the crisis to justify expanding government control over our lives. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5... If you'd like to call in, it's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You want to get our products, that's the 800-544-8927. What do you think is going to happen next, Melody? Do you have any thoughts?
Well, I mean, this is going to play out. I think if they see that this is going to trickle down into the other countries, I think somebody's going to come up with the money, whether it's going to be Russia, whether the Cyprus government will, you know, bend down to the the European central banks and sign up with their program. There's a very good possibility that, yeah, they will tax the people's accounts in order to do so. And folks have to understand, too, it's like those who have, 100 plus euros in their banking account, I guess they're willing to pay, 10% versus losing it all or losing half. And it isn't a... I mean, they've done it before, and they'll do it again. And, just in our country, we talk about how the government is writing legislation to where they can tinker with the, 401ks and the IRAs, and that's a way of getting funds. And, they robbed our Social Security accounts, and they have IOUs in there, and, and they rob all different types of accounts. They're pulling money to keep the government floating now. They're pulling money out of the federal pension plan. So, you know, people should be outraged. They should be what Joe does. You know, don't take my money. But there's not a whole lot of things that folks can do. I mean, you know, we talk about there isn't anything that we can do. I had a lady call me up, and she disagreed with me. She says, well, you know, she says, we don't have to buy their products, these corporations. And that's true. They told us to buy for years and years. Well, we can stop buying. We don't have to buy their products. We can make a stand. April 15th, you know, they need us. And there's a lot of things that we might be able to do in the future. I'm not suggesting anybody do anything crazy because, you know, it's important. But Joe did a very, you know, he stood up. And, you know, that was his way of saying no. And I think we'll have to do that in the future.
Well, I think what's going to happen, basically, of course, is the federal government quits spending so much money. It means, of course, there's not going to be that much money out in the economy. An awful lot of people working for the federal government are going to begin to lose their jobs. They won't be paying taxes. They won't be able to buy. And this thing will begin to cascade downward. Right now, we're going over $1 trillion a year more into debt. The only way we're going to solve this is to cut back spending $1 trillion or increase the taxation $1 trillion. Well, if they increase the taxation $1 trillion, why, of course, certainly the whole monetary system would fall apart. They can't take that much money out of the economy. Why, people wouldn't have any money to spend. They wouldn't be able to certainly buy anything at all. They wouldn't be able to buy new cars. They wouldn't be able to make the payments on their home. So they're really sort of in a lose-lose situation. Basically, they're talking about cutting about $86 billion, cutting spending $86 billion. They should be cutting spending $860 billion, but they don't have the courage to do it because they know that there'd be cries from everybody. They're going to have to cut. There's no way they can afford to continue Medicare. We have an aging population. More and more people are aging and, of course, retiring. We're going to have 79 million Americans are retiring, and I started about 2 years ago with the baby boomers started retiring. And more people retiring, it means less and less people working. And all of these people, as soon as they retire, become eligible for Medicare and Social Security. Where's the money coming for them? There isn't any money, ladies and gentlemen. They're having to borrow money at the present time of $46 billion every single month, and probably a great deal more than that. But $46 billion or $45 billion every month is being put into the Treasury by the Federal Reserve System. Where is the Fed getting the money? Why are they getting it from the banks? The banks are depositing it with the Federal Reserve. Where are the banks getting the money? Why are they getting the money from you? Those are your deposits. Instead of the banks lending them out and making money, why are they depositing it with the Federal Reserve? The Federal Reserve is putting it into the Treasury. The Treasury is paying your Social Security and Medicare and all their other expenses. But this can only go along a little bit longer, and pretty soon the whole house of cards comes down. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and it's not a matter of if the whole system is going to collapse. It's America. Is $57 trillion. There's simply no way you could ever pay off that debt, and they know that, and so the only thing to do is simply try to hold it together until the war comes, and then the whole thing will collapse, and we can start in all over again. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and when that happens, an awful lot of people are going to lose their life savings. Melody, what are your thoughts?
It's a confidence game, and that's what's keeping the whole system going, is confidence. We have a fiat currency. It goes back to that simple concept, you know, having a gold-backed currency. When that was eliminated, here we are today. And I believe it was the agenda, and they have a plan. They know what they know where this is headed. They know where it's going, and they'll keep it going for as long as possible. But it is a confidence. Everything revolves around confidence. And that's why it's so important, why they try to keep the markets up, the numbers up. The markets are nothing. It's hot air. The fundamentals aren't there to have numbers that like we have on the market. It's all driven by money coming, you know, one way or another from the government. You know, from all these pension plans, from all the savings, and everything has to be. When you have a fiat currency, that's what runs it. It's all confidence. That's why confidence is important. And one day that's gonna, it won't be there. And one way you can fight the Fed is get your funds into safe money like gold, gold and silver. You're out of their system. And I can't believe people are even involved in Wall Street. It's a rigged market. You're not going to win. You might get lucky, just like in Vegas, but you're not going to win. They're going to win. It's a rigged market. You can't beat them. You can't win. So why not do something to protect what you have? Gold is the most private. People want privacy in today's world. People are concerned about writing checks that everyone will know what they're purchasing. Your true privacy begins when you own gold. That's when it begins. Not while you have your money sitting in the bank account, scared to death to move it because you're afraid of people knowing what you're doing and that you're trying to protect your funds. I mean, people owning gold and silver today are probably the smartest people around. They understand what's going on. And yet, we're not financial planners, but selling gold, you have to understand the fundamentals. And the fundamentals of owning gold and silver is what moves economies, is understanding monetary policy, understanding how it affects people's money and their purchasing power, inflation. We have to understand, and we probably understand that more than most financial planners out there. So it's important that you get protected. It's important that you take control. And I had a financial planner call me, I think it was today, he wanted to sell his customers 4 bags of silver. That was ridiculous. I mean, you can't argue with them because they control the people's money. Financial planners control people's money, and they have such power over folks. I find it shocking. It surprises me.
Well, Melody, let's get your telephone number and your website out again. Tell people how they can get in touch with you and how they can get your website.
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com.
All right, fine. And the DGS stands for Discount Gold and Silver, right?
That's correct.
All right, fine. Well, Melody's been doing this for a long time, and certainly she does a good job, certainly. Because we would get complaints, if, believe me, people would call me and complain, but we've never had a complaint about Melody. She does a great job for her clients, and so I don't hesitate at all to recommend her to you. And then, once again, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment as we're drawing to the close of the evening, our telephone number, if you'd like to call us, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But you're going to have to start making plans because the world we've known certainly is rapidly disappearing. The people in Europe are frightened to death. And I will tell you that many of the people over there are going to be pulling their money out. I don't know what they're going to do with it, but they know that something is seriously wrong. And we'll be back in just a moment. Well, Melody, it's the end of the program. What's the parting thoughts you have for our listeners? And then I'll let you go because I know it's getting late back there.
Well, we certainly do live in interesting times, and it's difficult when people own gold and silver. They're kind of going against the stream. Mainstream media, you know, doesn't want you to own gold. They don't want you to pull your money out of the banks, and that's part of the problem. And again, it's the confidence. They need your money. They don't want you pulling it out for any manner. And that's why there's huge penalties and fees for your pension plans, for your IRAs. They discourage you taking control of your funds. They want to control it. So give us a call if you have any questions. And, we talk to you. We help you make understand so our clients make an informed decision when they rearrange their assets. They're informed, and they have a plan. And I think in today's age, people need plans. we need to be prepared for anything that might come to us.
I agree with you totally, and I really hope that people will begin making those preparations, because I think the world we live in is an entirely different world than we've ever lived in before. Good night, Melody, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Good night.
Good night. Okay, bye-bye. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there across America and you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Now, let me just mention, we have a number of fascinating four CD sets and DVDs. Basically, we have four CD sets. One of them is Antisemitism and the Holocaust. It's 4 hours of interviews with Barry Shamish as you go into the labor Zionist movement, an element within Judaism that worked very closely with Adolf Hitler to facilitate the Holocaust. That's Antisemitism and the Holocaust by Barry Shamish, who is Jewish, but he studied this. He's an investigative reporter. And those of you who listen to our programs regularly know that Barry's at the out of the hospital. I will tell you, I talked to him this morning. He's doing fine. He sounds like the old Barry again. Then we have a four CD set on the danger of an EMP attack. That's the danger of an EMP attack. We have a four CD set on geoengineering. And we have a 4-CD set on growing healthy food. It's actually interviews with Buck Keeley on how you would actually set up your garden and how you would learn to fertilizer and certainly to use manure and composting and all the things that are such an important part of growing. That's the 4-CD set on growing healthy food. We have certainly a number of books which we encourage you to get. One of them would be a book called A Nation Forsaken. It's written by a former senior analyst there at the Department of Defense, spent 30 years in the Defense Department. And when he left the Defense Department a couple of years ago, he was a senior advisor to the Undersecretary of Defense. And basically, his book, A Nation Forsaken, goes into the background, the very real threat of an EMP attack. It's not imaginary. They're suppressing the information because they don't want you to know what may be coming down the line. And then, of course, we have a book called Agenda 21, The Covert Agenda, and that's the syllabus that goes with my talk on Agenda 21. But it's well worthwhile getting because it gives you a lot of material that they are the people on the other side, have put out where they tell you exactly what they're going to do. We have a book called Agents of Control about the people who really run our country. We have, of course, the book by Daniel Holding and called As the Darkness Falls, and goes into the satanic movement that permeates every aspect of society today, As the Darkness Falls. And then, of course, we have Rolene Kohler's book on the Common Core curriculum, and that, of course, goes into Common Core. And it is basically the whole idea of changing the educational system in America to dumb down our children and get them to believe in globalism and develop an intense hatred for concepts of America. We have certainly the a book on the EMP attack, a report of the commission to assess the threat of an EMP attack. This is a congressional commission report. It's called the EMP attack, the report of the commission. Then we have the book, Is Fanatic Islam a Global Threat? It's by our good friend Avi Lipkin, and also known as Victor Mordecai. And then finally, Noah Hutsing's book, Is the Antichrist Alive Today? Is the Antichrist alive today? And I really believe he is. And I believe certainly it's going to become increasingly obvious that we are involved in a spiritual battle. And of course, I think the most important book, I hope you've read it, but if you haven't, you need to get it and order it. It's my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will take you into the spiritual aspect of what is really going on today. It will get into the secret societies. It will get into the fact that there really are powerful people in America today who belong to covert organizations dedicated to creating a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world dictator. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And once again, I suggest that you get a copy of our newsletter. You can order that. You can subscribe to the newsletter. They're up on the internet, but we hope you'll subscribe. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. So please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision.
Show, you're in the right place. More education. Yeah, we're gonna go to the Truth University today. That's what we do with Power Hour. It's all about finding the truth. Remember, you know, some of the simplest statements make so much sense. The truth doesn't lie. The truth doesn't lie. Oh, but getting to the truth. Getting to the truth is the tough part, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? And that's what we're all about at the Power Hour. Thank you very much for joining us today. To each and every one of you who provides information and assistance and support and purchases from the Power Hour, you are so much appreciated. You know, we're unlike other stores, businesses, radio shows, whatever. Just expect our people to support us. We don't. We appreciate every single order that people place at the Power Mall. To keep us on the air so we can continue to tell you things like what happens